This podcast is made possible in part by Belkins.io, the award-winning sales development agency for appointment setting, lead generation, email optimization, and LinkedIn influencer marketing for your business. For more information and their podcast, go to Belkins.io. All you rock stars from Washington, D.C., this is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 53. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with my co-host, Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate agent, and we are so grateful you've joined us. Call us with your questions or comments, 989-888-ROCK. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or our website at rockonthemoney.com. How are you doing, Amanda?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Craig?
I'm feeling great. Markets make no sense to me whatsoever. And now the S&P 500 is now in positive territory for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody should be looking pretty good right now.
Yeah.
I can't explain it, and I'm not going to try and figure it out. But
I have to say, I am way up from the beginning of the year.
Yes. And I am way, way up right now, and I'm doing things that I would not tell anybody else to do. But when you're in baby step seven, you can be that way.
You can take more risk.
Oh, I'm taking a risk. I am taking a risk. But hey, mom, you're the mom of the group. No, you're the queen. Sorry.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if I like this.
So I would like to ask permission for, how do you lawyers do this? I would like to approach the bench, or how do I do that?
I don't know. I do it at home all the time.
So, Mom, I would like to ask permission on behalf of our group of listeners. Uh-huh. Can they just look at their 401k just once now?
Yeah, sure. You should look at it like once a quarter anyway. You get quarterly statements.
Yes, everybody. Yay! And the reason why I thought it would be great now is because S&P 500 is now positive for the year.
Right.
Nobody should have a negative number right now.
Yeah, nobody. Unless you're doing things that are contradicting what we're saying.
Absolutely. Because what we always teach is the S&P 500 is the core investment. And anything else that can consistently beat above that, right?
Yes, yes.
And that takes research. And we have recommended those to various 401ks out there. So if you have been listening to us, you should be green. So now would be a good time, actually, Amanda, now that I think about it. They should look. And if you are not, what are you investing in?
Yeah.
So that's a good point you just brought up. Yeah. If you're not, you hadn't been listening to us.
Right.
Can we just pat ourselves on the back? Have we not called this correctly, not knowing what was going to happen?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure even when this all started, I said that the market would recover within, 6 to 8 weeks? And what are we at now?
Okay, yeah, you called that one because I am shocked.
No one else was calling that. No one else.
Now, I don't know if I should apologize to the people that asked if they should invest in cruise ship stocks. I'm totally wrong on that one. It makes no logical sense whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, but, hey, I don't get it.
And you know what? The people I watch, they can't figure it out. They're even saying they've just had the best 3 weeks of their entire investment career.
Yeah.
So I want people to understand, as I've been saying on our morning live sessions, do not think this is normal. And I don't want people to get trapped in this because at some point there could be a pullback.
Fallout.
Yeah. Or you get trapped. Do not get trapped in a stock. Do not fall. Don't get all hyper. This is not normal. So that's my new fear. So anyway, hey,
what else is going on?
On that note, I have nothing else to talk about. I think I'm worried, but I do want to know what we got on this podcast.
See, we've got some social media questions. We have, this is exciting. We have a success story all the way from an update back from episode 31.
I'm so excited about that one.
Yeah. And then we've got Savvy Savings are going to be 8 ways to save money now.
Now? Like now.
Like right now.
We're making money and we're saving money. Life could not get better than this.
Well, it could. We could be able to travel again. That'd be great.
Who said you can't travel? The deals are, you should be booking right now, girl.
No, there are no flights where I want to go this month. Oh. I promise you, the airlines claim they have flights. And let me tell you this. I searched for a flight between Tampa and Green Bay, Wisconsin. Delta doesn't have any. A number of the airlines don't have any. American claimed to have some, but it was going to take 26 hours with two or three connections. I'm like, I could drive there in 26 hours.
And why is their stock up a gazillion percent if they're not flying to where you need to go?
They're claiming they have flights. There's no flights. That's why the flights are packed, is because there's three flights a day.
I am really concerned about those other airlines like that. So because they rely more on international and they're not, I don't know. They're not domestic people. Anyway, that's for another story. Anyway. Hey, I got a question for you.
So that's my gripe. I can't travel right now.
Hey, I love that. I have not had a vacation in so long and I need to treat myself. So I'm looking to you for inspiration and you're not helping.
Nope.
All right. Question for you.
Okay.
Social media question number one. Hello, I'm 20 years old and I owe $11,600 on my car.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I just read Total Money Makeover. That's the Dave Ramsey book that's been out for a gazillion years. Last week, and I'm super ready to pay that debt off. Okay. So
awesome. Here's the other thing. Make sure that there is a link to that book on our website. So if you haven't read that book, make sure you pop over to our website and click on the link and make sure you get it.
Yep. It's right on the main menu. Click on books. And all the books that we like are on there. Amanda has her list. I have mine. We combine them. And there they are.
We should separate them so people know what I'm recommending versus what you're recommending. We should. And then we can keep track.
We should. No, everyone will listen to you. Nobody wants to listen to me. I upset everybody. I'm kind of blunt with my answers. But before we get to the rest of this question, I just want to congratulate you that you are taking that step, because it's not fun. This is not fun at all.
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
And I love that you're excited and you're going to need to find that person that will help you get through this. But let me get through the rest of this. I feel like I'm super behind in life and that stresses me out. I want to learn more about investing so I know what to do once I pay off my car and I'm on that baby step. Do you guys have any book suggestions?
Oh, we do.
I guess we should have waited to the end. Do you have any book suggestions that help me learn more about mutual funds? Thank you in advance. Well, as a matter of fact, if you looked at my recommended list of books,
you set me up on that one.
No, I did. To be honest, I copy and pasted this in there 3 in the morning when I couldn't sleep. I'm laying in bed. I'm like, oh, here's a question. I'm on our page, rockonthemoney.com/books. If you go down, there is a book that I put on there about mutual funds. And it's by John Bogle. John Bogle, he passed away recently. He's the one that started Vanguard.
And not at all relevant to whether or not you should read the book, but yes, he did pass away.
Right. However, his talking about the S&P 500 index and why we push those funds and how other funds don't meet up with it. That way, if you want to know about mutual funds and performance, I really like those two books. One's called Bogle on Mutual Funds. We have a link right on the website. And the other one's called Common Sense on Mutual Funds. Both are listed on there. They're huge sellers. A lot of people have read these books. It doesn't have crazy methods or strategies or anything like that. It's basically going to teach you how the mutual funds perform, and it's going to steer you towards the S&P 500 so you understand how they're put together and how the performance works over time. So great books. Warren Buffett is a big believer in John Bogle. So the books are definitely inspired by
Warren Buffett's investing hasn't been so great as of late. So
okay, so what do you think, just a side note, what do you think he's thinking about with those airline stocks he sold out of at the low? I mean,
probably the same thing I'm thinking when you told me to sell and I did. And
but you didn't have the position he had.
No, I know. I think he's kicking himself, but
as I watch my airline stock go up, I keep thinking about you and I feel so bad. It's like I owed you something. Well, I gave you headphones.
Yeah, you did.
How are they? Are they okay?
They're intense. I everything's louder.
Just turn the volume.
But okay. Now it's like, I usually only listen in one ear. Now I have to listen in both ears. Well,
I think that's what it is. You don't have those little Bluetooth ear pods in your head. You actually have real headphones. So,
yeah.
Okay. Social media question two. Hi, Craig. I threw this in because it came up this morning. Hi, Craig. I think I'm going to buy RTX. That's a stock, Amanda. That would be Raytheon Technologies. Tomorrow with my $500 in my money market account. Whoa. You okay?
Yeah.
That made you hurt. I know.
It made me hurt.
Is there a target price to set on my buy order? I'm still a noob here.
I'm going to let you take this one, Craig.
Okay. I've been doing live streams.
Is right that where people are going wrong? I haven't watched your live stream.
No, because I actually read this question during the live stream to tell people not to do this. So we're repeating in the podcast because the audience on the live stream, I'm going out to Twitter. It's going out everywhere. So there was a couple hundred people in there. And we're actually getting a lot of new podcast listeners because I'm doing
that. A lot of noobs.
A lot of noobs, but I'm glad they're asking this question because I talked about Raytheon. It is on my list to watch, but I'm not buying it. People saw it and they were like, oh, it's way down. I need to buy it. Guys, I don't want you buying.
That would get this person 6 shares.
Right. You looked it up. It's like 72, 74 as of today.
74.16 as of today.
And I believe it's down after hours right now. It was only up like 2%, but. Yeah, it's on my radar, but guys, we did an episode about your core investing, okay? What I don't know what episode that was. We talked about core investments, your S&P 500 index, and then maybe one or two if it outperforms the index. That's where you start.
Core and Explore Explained in episode 26.
Episode 26. You and I both went on a long... Well, it wasn't that long, but we really hammered that down because that's how I made it to where I am, was on basic investing. And now that we're debt free and we've paid off everything, and now we're exploring that part, but we've earned that right to explore. And that's what I'm trying to get across to people. I know everybody's got out there with Robinhood going crazy, buying one share of this, two shares of that. And I'm trying to steer them away from doing that because that's not investing. And that $500 buying RTX is going to turn into what? What? You're going to make $20 on that?
I mean, even at their high, the last year to date, the high was 52 week high was $158. So it's 50% down over the last year.
And that's why they want to buy it. But I explained on there, what is the reason why it's still down 50%? They don't know how to price the stock. It does not. No. This is a perfect example where, remember, people were saying, well, I want to buy it because the stock is down. Well, why is it down?
Well, it was trending down before any of this happened.
Right. And it went down with COVID. So with Raytheon, because we're only talking about that, we don't know where the price is. There are people guessing, but it's basically a new company. We don't, it's not going back to 158 anytime soon because we don't know. So, so let's steer that 500 back to where it needs to be. I know it's boring. It's not flashy, but that's not what millennials and Robinhooders want to hear. They're buying Ford, apparently. That's their number one purchase right now.
Are you serious?
You can go to Robinhood's website and they have the active list of their top 100 stocks that Robinhood people are buying. And the number one stock that Robinhood people are buying is Ford. Number two is General Electric.
And I don't understand the Ford buy.
I know that there's Ford owners out there. I personally would never buy a Ford. Why would I buy the stock? It makes no sense.
So Ford is trading at $7.50 a share right now. Over the last year, their high was $10.50.
And I have a rule. I don't buy single digit stocks.
Yeah, because you're all, I mean, even if it goes back up to $10.50, you're going to make $3 a share.
I have this thing where, and I learned this from Peter Lynch years ago, reading his books. He's the greatest mutual fund manager of all time of the Fidelity Magellan Fund. No one else has ever beat him ever. And he has his method for picking stocks. And he would never buy a stock that was like $2.
Yeah, they're junk.
But I say that, and then I posted today that Hertz went up 108% in one day. So what do I know? And they're going bankrupt. So what do I know? None of this makes sense, guys. Don't get caught in it. Just, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
But I mean, I guess technically Ford was up 11+% today, but.
Yeah, but it's only $6. If it goes up a dollar, of course it's 11%. I mean, it's anything that cheap is very dangerous, guys. Ford, I mean, I don't know.
I stick with quality. I don't do penny stocks or single dollar stocks. I only do, I do a lot of expensive ones.
It's really difficult to explain to people how to invest right now when they're buying Ford and they said, but I made 20% and I don't know what to tell them. I'm like, yeah, okay. But I'll check in with you next month and see what's happening. This is going to stop really quick here soon.
Yeah.
This has been, you can take literally a stack of money, throw it at the market right now, and you make money. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, question three.
Okay.
I went on a little tangent there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was justified.
It's question the usual.
Number three. I appreciate you so much. You keep me in line, man. You're like why I posted over the weekend, the five people around me, and you challenged the crap out of me. I love it. Number three, I was laid off yesterday. I'm so sorry about that. It's all good, though. That's what he said. I have my emergency fund and live debt-free other than my mortgage. Okay, another congratulations. That's exactly what you're supposed to be. And look and how he said.
Let's just pause there for a second because he said it's right all good though. Right. That would be a very different emotional and psychological experience if he didn't have this emergency fund in place.
Absolutely. I was going to say there's a lot going on in that one sentence. That is amazing. That is why you do what we say.
I mean, the anxiety and stress level is almost non-existent if you have this backup plan and you're like, oh, I just flipped the switch. I'm into my emergency plan. I've been preparing for this.
So his four walls and having to think about possible foreclosures, all that, none of it. Doesn't have to call creditors or nothing. You know why? Yeah. He's debt-free other than his mortgage. Yeah. And he has emergency funds. So I'm glad you stopped that because that's an important two sentences right there. Here's the question. Would you roll your 401k into Vanguard or Schwab? I have an account with both, but only recently. I don't have much experience with either customer service or advisors. that word. Any other tips for newly unemployed? Okay, so there's a lot we need to unwrap. Let's go to the, would you roll your 401k into a Vanguard or Schwab?
So this was, apparently this is an either or question, not yes or no, huh?
That I see an or in there. So
I was going for the yes or no. The answer is yes.
Yes. I mean, it is two of the three that we recommend as low cost providers. We get nothing from endorsing them, but we do know they are the three that will charge you the least amount of money. And if you do want an advisor, I would tend to steer you towards the Vanguard route because I trust those advisors over anybody else. Mm-hmm. Because their fees are only 0.3% and they're basically going to sell you their almost free funds when you deal with them. So basically you're getting a 1-2 whammy on not paying much if you needed that, but you probably don't. If you just do the S&P 500, as we talked about, you'd be fine. So they don't have any experience with customer service people or advisors. Vanguard has top-notch ratings with Consumer Reports. And there's my Consumer Reports thing there. Everything is low cost. The people are on salary. They don't make money off the sale of the items they're selling you. That's almost like a fee-only deal. Right, Amanda?
Yeah.
You know how I like it. So now I am in your situation. I was laid off, or I'm ready to get my letter apparently from the one job that one of the two jobs I have. So I'm in your same boat and I am currently in the process of doing exactly what he's doing. I'm rolling over my Roth 401k to an IRA. So I'm going through the same exact process. And after what I just told him about Vanguard, I picked Schwab.
How are you liking Schwab so far?
Well, I have Schwab with another 401k as my trading platform, the brokerage portion, and over with my 457 from my retirement job, that also happens to be who T. Rowe Price uses as their trading platform. So I already have stuff there, and I tend to like to keep everything in one place as long as I'm not getting, you know, having problems and the trading costs are low, which they are at Schwab. I also have an E-Trade account, but that's my play account that I've had for years. So that's a whole different, I get the full trading platform at E-Trade. Yeah. So that's why. Do you have any experience with Schwab?
Well, so I was with USAA for the longest time, and they just rolled everything over to Schwab. So they like got out of the investment business. And so I'm new to Schwab, and so far, well, I don't handle change well, so let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll grow on me.
Yeah. I think once TD Ameritrade, which let me just point out, they just finished that process. The judge has approved them moving forward with the merger. And I know a lot of people like that trading platform over Schwab. People apparently love TD Ameritrade's platform. I have not used it. It's coming. So I'm hoping Schwab will use that technology and that thinkorswim platform that you see as for. I'm hoping all that comes over as well. It won't be till later this year.
My personal opinion is that the Schwab website is very dated.
That's why I'm looking forward to the TD Ameritrade stuff. No, I agree with you. I don't like it. I think even E-Trade is better.
It's not friendly.
Yeah, they need to invest in their platform. I totally agree with you.
Come on, don't they make enough money to update their website
finish this merger? They're one of the biggest banks out there. You think you could improve your website a little bit? No, I have to agree with you on that. You're on that. Why are you always right?
I don't know.
All right, so let's get to our topic. We have some celebration, not for us, but for this person.
Okay.
So can you read this post that was posted over the weekend from Sandy Redding, Sandy Willis Redding, I guess that's her Facebook name.
Okay. It says, just wanted to pop in and say a quick thank you. You probably remember me contacting you about my police officer husband and our retirement that we were letting Nationwide handle through the pro account option. You were appalled by the fact that they had us in 17 different funds. I do remember this, Craig.
That was almost an understatement. Appalled's a good name. I like that. Go ahead.
Yes, I definitely remember the 17 different funds.
Episode 31, people.
All right, so carrying on. You suggested I move everything into the Vanguard Index and T. Rowe Price Funds 50-50. Pro account would not let us do that, so we had to cancel that service and move it on our own.
Wow.
What's that? Before COVID, we were up to $227,000 after we had lost over $65,000, just like that. I was scared to change during this time, but I'm so glad we did. We've been making gains and happy to report today we are over what we had when COVID struck out communities. Thank you. 3 exclamation marks.
Love it. 1, 2, 3.
I love the triple exclamation mark.
Yes.
I don't use it because I use proper punctuation, but
lawyers.
All right. Also editing this post to say that all of these gains were made over the last 8 to 9 weeks. The fact that we were able to make the $65,000 loss back during these times gave me so much hope for what we can accomplish when things get back to normal.
You know what?
I love the fact that they just were like, oh, you won't do this. We're out of here. Cancel.
I almost got
our money elsewhere.
I'm going to admit, when I saw this, this was like Saturday morning or Sunday morning when I read this. I almost got emotional over that.
Yeah.
Because
it's like, screw you.
They literally
don't tell me what I can do with my money.
There was a financial advisor that put them into 17 funds, and they learned enough from the coaching that we provided them that they understood the why and told that guy, no, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's what is important for what we do here. I don't want people to just do stuff. I want them to understand why. And I want them to understand, does it make sense? as compared to what you're doing now.
Each of those 17 different funds had a management fee associated with it. Each of those 17 different funds probably had a huge overlap in what each fund contained. So you're better off just with one or two funds that are already covering the same stocks.
Yeah. And I think if I'm thinking back, and I did make this episode 31 a short the other day so everyone could rehear this whole thing. But they had multiple international funds, which yeah. I know I'm not a fan of international whatsoever. They were basically doing the same thing. They had funds of funds, and only one of them outperformed everything else
yeah.
of the index, which I had them stay in, which was a yeah. T. Rowe Price fund. Yeah. Which is, I believe, was one of the ones that I have. And it does it's rated super high by everybody. So they did that with a Vanguard Index Fund, which is the S&P 500. And they should be looking really good now. And they happen to do this at a low point of the markets. Yes. So if they stick with this, they're going to actually see it catapult faster.
Yep.
Because all that other stuff they had couldn't even beat the index. Now they're at the index and better. It's going to just shoot to the moon. It's going to be like SpaceX, baby.
Yeah. Boom. Sandy, super proud of you. Way to go.
I can't believe she listened to us over a financial advisor. She is not the only one, by the way. I just want to point that out.
Yeah.
We actually do get little messages every now and then. Actually, Amanda, I haven't shared this before. You ready for this? We actually have somebody in our group that is scheduled to do a debt-free scream in October in Nashville at Dave Ramsey's show.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's big. Now, I know they won't let them mention us, but I am really looking forward to that. And we're just going to replay that clip here because they are in our group. They made it. And I guess the way they schedule the debt-free screams, that's when their schedule is October. And I think it's a firefighter and they've been following what I've been doing apparently for years and they did it. So they are scheduled and I can't wait to hear that. That's just going to be amazing. Congrats to them. I don't know if they want me to use their name or hopefully, you know what? That might be a good episode. Bring them on to hear their story before they go do their debt-free scream.
Yeah.
We should do that. That would be awesome. We'll sap it all from Dave Ramsey before they get down there. Anyway, that was great, man. Thank you for reading that. Isn't that awesome, though?
That is awesome. I love it.
We've been doing this how long now? Since November?
Yeah.
And
I'm so happy for Sandy and her husband.
We've been doing this long enough. Now we're starting to hear the success stories and it's worth it. I love this. Anyway, I'm so happy that they took charge and apparently her cop husband is very happy now.
Oh, I'm sure. And you know what's funny is that pro account, they were willing to lose that income rather than do what their customer wanted. And that's appalling to me as well.
That just means that they listened and they understood why and it made sense.
Yeah.
And now they're seeing what happened. They went on Facebook and posted it without us saying anything. They just did it.
Yeah.
So that was nice, but it was all on her and her husband. So
yeah. Anyway. If anyone else has any great success stories, go ahead and email us. We'd love to hear them.
Yeah. And if you want to be on here, we'd love to talk to you. That would be great interviews. We'd love to hear these stories. And believe it or not, you know, I'm learning to be more open about my money because I talked to an imaging person about this, and they said, look, no one's going to listen unless you tell them. I don't like, it's embarrassing, actually, even though I talk about it, Amanda. I'm still, I posted this on Hogan's forum today about that because someone asked. I said, I'm very uncomfortable telling you how much money I have, but I was told that no one's going to, you need to tell people that it's not bragging, that if you word it a certain way, people actually inspired and people on Hogan's thing, they all went crazy. They couldn't believe my story. And I hate opening up like that, but.
You're just going to tease us with that? You're only going to share it with Hogan's group and not with your own group?
I've tried to make a YouTube video twice and I couldn't get through it. So eventually I'll get it all put together. I told them there. I said, I'm trying to do a YouTube video. I'm trying to get those started, but it's embarrassing. All right.
That's it. We're going to put you in our lineup.
Oh, Mom. Queen.
Yep. You're going to be the topic of the choice for one of these next shows.
All right. You can interview me.
Well, I don't know about that.
Sounds like work. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So I'm done. I'm done with this episode. How about we take a break and we'll let you take over? It's time for Savvy Savings with Amanda. What you got today?
8 ways to save money now.
Now.
Right now.
Now. All right. We'll take a quick potty break. That's what we actually do. You're listening to Rock on the Money. Sometimes. Sales just not where they used to be? Let the award-winning team at Belkins.io take your company to the next level. Belkins can handle both your lead generation and your marketing. Belkins will engage with prospects on your behalf, book your calendar with qualified appointments, accelerate your sales with a steady stream of fresh leads, optimize your email strategy to ensure the emails reach the intended recipient, and get more connections and views through LinkedIn influencer marketing. To learn more about these powerful services and listen to their podcast, head on over to Belkins.io. That's BELKINS.io. Lead generation services that drive results. Belkins.io.
Rockland, USA.
The Money with Craig and Amanda, and this is my favorite part, as you know.
Yes.
Savvy Savings with Amanda. What you got?
8 ways to save money now. Actually, I hope I have 8. Yeah, I have 8. Okay, good.
I say you put me on the hook counting mine whenever I put a number to it, but yeah, I just want to remind everybody.
I numbered it.
Every Wednesday, we release a standalone edition of Savvy Savings every Wednesday on the podcast feed. So if you subscribe to our podcast, every day we have a podcast, but every Wednesday, it's all about our queen, Amanda. So just want everybody to realize that. And it's usually like 8 to 10 minutes. Great stuff that Amanda puts out. We're very fortunate to have her. So is that enough sucking up? I know.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah,
thank you. All right. Please carry
on. All right. Numero uno. For Pete's sake, quit smoking.
Yes.
Stop. Just stop.
What? Okay. I hate to be negative to people, but why are people smoking in 2020?
Why do people do a lot of things?
Okay. You would. Please carry on.
All right. So this might upset some people, but it's time to quit smoking. Not only is it hazardous to your health, so it leads to a number of increased medical costs, mm-hmm. but it's also costing your family a fortune. Smoking one pack per day costs over $2,000 per year. It actually could be even more than that. I don't even know. What's the going rate for cigarettes nowadays?
I don't know.
Like $7 a pack?
The taxes, I think, on each pack is like a gazillion dollars with a G.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just say $7 a pack. It's $2,500 a year.
Oh my. Holy moly. And no one's smoking a one.
Well, some people might be. I don't know.
They're on a budget.
But that goes for vaping, too. You know, just because you switch your poison doesn't mean you're saving any of your costs there. Lots of costs associated with vaping.
Do you mean you're not going to have a special on how to save money on vaping by making your own oils and stuff?
No.
Okay.
But you know what? I did fine, Craig. So I gave up alcohol more than a year ago. Mm-hmm. But now I was at Walmart the other day, and you know how they have those little flavored squirt bottles that you use to flavor your water?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now they have one that's called rosé wine flavored.
No.
Yeah. So I bought it, but I have yet to try it. I'm going to try it.
Oh, you mean you put it in regular water?
You put it in regular water, and it's supposed to taste like rosé wine. We'll see. Yeah, but we'll see.
Isn't that like a gateway drug? Because now you're going to go back and buy the rosé.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm skeptical on how much this will taste like real wine, but I haven't had wine in ages.
Gary V is ready to take your order for his wine club, if you're ready.
Yeah. Well, you know, and maybe I'm the wrong judge because maybe I've forgotten what wine tastes like.
There you
we'll
go.
See. All right. I'll report back.
All right.
Okay. So, you know, there are plenty of techniques to quit smoking, but it all comes down to dedication to cut the habit. So come up with a plan, have family, friends, everyone help keep you accountable. And that means no like sneaking cigarettes on breaks just because your friends and family aren't around. Trust me, we know you've been smoking. You stink.
Yeah. I can smell it a mile away. Because I've never smoked, I can smell it. I mean.
Oh, yeah. I can smell it. I can smell if you've even been around a smoker like yesterday.
Same with me.
Three days later, I am
hypersensitive to that. Is the one thing I'm super high. That and pet odors. Those are the two things. I don't know why, but
All right. So that's number one. Number two, install CFLs or LED lights where you can. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
New lighting technology has really come quite a ways. Although they do cost more than traditional incandescent bulbs, CFL and LED bulbs can last for years without having to replace them. You don't even need to replace every bulb in your house at once. You can just swap out, you know, over time, and it can save you $45 or more a year. I know you, Craig, are just about done with that process.
Oh, right? Yeah. And they're so dirt cheap at Walmart now, the great value LEDs. Trust me, they're no different than the expensive LEDs. It's an LED.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. They're dirt cheap now.
Yep. And CFLs using a quarter of the energy of incandescent bulbs, and they last for years. Mm-hmm. They're actually the next cheapest option after traditional bulbs.
Wow.
Those are the ones that take a little bit longer to warm up to full brightness. So if you turn it on and then you notice it takes a bit to warm up, those are the CFLs. The LEDs are more expensive. However, like if you said, the great value ones are pretty cheap. And they are, all of them are getting cheaper all the time, and they're easily the best lighting option available. So they light up instantly and they're as efficient as CFLs, and then they produce a nice warm glow without getting hot, and you know, they can last for decades.
You know, I have a crazy LED light that I've been buying, and I got them sitting right here as well. Remember I was talking about the security cameras from Wyze, W-Y-Z? Yes, they actually have Wyze bulbs. They're regular light bulbs. They go in your lamps and stuff like that, but you go on your phone and you can make them so they turn on and off to make your house look like someone's home when you're not home. And you can schedule them. It knows if it's sunrise, sunset. So it comes on in the evening, shuts off, comes on in the morning. You can make them do away and stuff like that. And so they have all those kinds of bulbs too. So if you do travel a lot or you're not home and you want your house to look like, you don't have to put those outlet timers out anymore. They have all these. I mean, there's so many ways to make your house, you know, safe, but they're LEDs. And hopefully, I mean, they seem to be working. I've been using it a couple of weeks now, even though I'm home. Makes no sense, but I got a box here, four more of them. So
anyway. There you go. All right. Number three, cancel unused subscriptions. We've talked about this before as well. It's easier than ever to rack up those monthly subscriptions since many products and services nowadays offer monthly plans. In fact, more and more are switching to that model because they know they're going to reel you in and you're not going to cancel. You're just going to let everything go on auto pay.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is you sign up and you forget. So, or you get cancel remorse and you keep the subscriptions that you really don't use. So go through your bank and credit card statements, review your subscriptions immediately.
I think a lot of people are guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
Things just slip through the cracks, or you didn't realize you signed up for something.
Yeah. Or especially like these free trials that are happening right now.
Yeah.
Number four, make a grocery list. So do you ever go to the grocery store when you're hungry and find yourself checking out with way more than you intended?
No.
Liar.
Maybe.
Yes. Hypocrisy and lies, Craig.
Oh, that's all I get from. You're so hard on me.
You know, we call that hunger shopping, and it's quite dangerous to your wallet. Yeah, it definitely happens to me. So before going to get groceries, make a list of the groceries that you need for the upcoming week. That way you only buy what you're intending to use, and the amount that will get thrown away from being expired is kept to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, buy in bulk. Uh-oh, this one's about Costco, ooh, Craig.
My favorite store.
Yes. One of the easiest things you can do is to instantly start saving money is to buy in bulk. Again, only what you need. Retailers often give a much better deal on products such as paper towels, toilet paper, detergent, etc. if you buy in bulk.
Yeah.
And you know what? A number of these things are coming back into stock now that the great toilet paper shortage of 2020 has passed.
You know, pretty much everything I've seen is back. It's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, I was able to find two canisters of Clorox, or I guess Lysol wipes, the other day at Walmart, but they are generally still cleared out of the shelves.
Oh, yeah.
But paper towel, toilet paper, that's all back. I saw like Walmart or CVS had full racks of hand sanitizer. So
actually, I take that back. You're right. The cleaning products, because I was in that aisle just the other day looking for that. And those are the only shelves that seem to be still empty. Some people are still disinfecting everything. And you're right.
Yeah. All right. Number six, grill. This is great for this time of year. It's an easy money saving tip. Grill in the summertime. When you use your stove or oven to cook, it creates a lot of heat in your house. So then you're combating the heat from your cooking with the air conditioning unit running constantly. So you have a double whammy there. It makes your air conditioner work extra hard. If you're not much of a griller, consider cooking meals in a crock pot. Or an Instapot.
I was going to say, I'm a big Instapot guy. I love the Instapot. Big fan.
Do you use it a lot?
Actually, yeah. Actually, it's the best way to make hard-boiled eggs. Okay. I know it sounds weird, but you put a full dozen down there, the shell comes right off every time. If I try and do it on the stove, sometimes you know how the shell sometimes every time. 100%. I'd buy an Instapot just to do the eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? That's a good tip. When my husband and I were still dating, he was making a potato salad using his dad's recipe. And the hard-boiled eggs, the shells weren't quite coming off. And he got so frustrated, he ended up throwing the eggs at the wall.
I do sympathize with him. But I'm telling you, the Instapot, its shells just come off it's perfect every time. I'd buy it just be an egg shell hard thingy.
What does Consumer Reports say about the Instapot?
I don't care. I throw meat in there, some potatoes, stuff like that, make it cook for 20 minutes. Perfect every time. Always tender.
20 minutes?
It's an Instapot. Did you miss the word instant in my words?
All right. I haven't been willing to splurge on a purchase like that.
It's like $30 for an Instapot. Everybody's got one. I'm going to send you one.
Not everybody. I don't have one. I still use the crock pot where it takes like 6 to 8 hours to make a roast.
Did you not do a savvy savings on electricity?
Those don't use much electricity.
No one has a crock pot anymore. That's like granny moves. Mm. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
You're welcome. Sorry.
All right. Speaking of your air conditioner, number seven, give your air conditioner some space. Just like we need to breathe, your air conditioner needs space where it's getting air easily. Many AC units are surrounded by shrubs that can resist the airflow. It needs to run efficiently. So take a few minutes either this weekend or tonight and do the following. Trim up any bushes that are touching the unit so there's at least 1 foot of clearance. Clean up the ground for any loose debris or leaves. If the outside of the unit has a lot of debris clogging it up, consider having a professional service and clean it out. And we've talked before, you should get those units serviced twice a year.
And because I just got one through Costco, I asked them specifically about this because I wanted to hide my units, even though I'm proud of the brand new one. The old one, I don't like the looks of it. But I said, hey, can I put... they are very adamant. They don't want any... They are very harsh about not wanting anything around your outside units if you have one. If you're in the United States where you have one, some people are on the roofs. Do you guys have them on the roof in Florida or are they down the ground?
No, they're on the ground.
Oh, okay. They are very adamant about nothing around your outside units.
They need to breathe.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, we're up to number eight already.
Yes.
You're going to hate this one.
No, because I'm probably right on this.
Oh, okay. Quit buying expensive coffee.
I don't buy expensive coffee.
Yes, we all love a tasty Starbucks latte every now and then, but buying coffee from your favorite barista every day adds up quick. So again, we've done this math before. $5 per latte 5 days a week is $25 a week. $100 a month just for coffee, $1,200 a year for coffee. And remember, Susie Orman says you're just peeing your money away.
Not me.
If you brew your own coffee at home, the cost is around 30 cents a cup. If you're about convenience, you know, you can do the Keurig coffee maker. The cost per cup will go up to around 60 cents, but it's still much cheaper than buying from a coffee shop and is super convenient. Now, let me tell you a funny story. So my husband loves coffee. I'm more of a tea drinker myself. Mm-hmm. So, and if I'll have a cup of coffee now and then, and I think all coffee tastes the same. And I drink it black, so you know, I don't put anything in it. But he loves coffee. And since I do most of the grocery shopping and I don't have a discerning taste bud when it comes to coffee, I just buy whatever the cheapest is, right?
Oh, no.
So we've had the Walmart brands for forever and ever. And then my sister was down a couple of weeks ago to visit and had some. She was staying somewhere else, but she, on her way back to the airport, she dropped off some extra things like a box of Starbucks K-Cups.
Uh-oh.
So the next time there was a shopping list, it was like coffee K-Cups were on the list. And then next to that, my husband had wrote, that don't suck.
Wow.
Because now that he had the Starbucks K-Cups, he's like, the rest of these suck.
I thought you had a Mr. Coffee.
What's that?
I thought you had a Mr. Coffee.
Well, I do. Oh, okay. Well, so we have a coffee maker, a Keurig, that is both the K-Cups and the pot. Ooh. So like on weekends, we make a pot. During the week, you just do one K-Cup, you know.
I gotcha. Fancy.
But apparently, I need to shop for coffee that doesn't suck now.
I buy the McCafe McDonald's coffee. I love that. I used to be a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
But now I buy the McDonald's coffee, which is, by the way, rated number one. So
on Consumer Reports.
Yep.
Okay.
Better than Dunkin' and Starbucks. When are we going
to
get Consumer
Reports to start paying us for every time you mention them?
Well, they don't accept advertising. I know. I actually did check to see if they had a thing where we could make a few bucks, you know, but no, they do not have that, but that's okay. I do subscribe. I support them because I, you know, they've saved me so much money by buying the right thing. In, you know, I don't care what the cost is. If I buy the right thing, it doesn't break, right, and I don't have to worry about it.
Replace it. So then it costs twice as much when you replace it.
Yeah. If you just buy the right thing that's been tested without any bias from the beginning, I've been doing that for decades. It has worked for me, and I don't go to service shops with my car and all that. And it's just nothing breaks. So it just works.
All right. Well, that's all I've got.
Wow, that was eight. And we have permission from mom.
That was the Ocho.
That
was one of my favorite sporting channels to watch. Yes. You know, like they made that up on a movie, Dodgeball?
Yeah, Dodgeball.
Now every now and then they actually have the Ocho and it's hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. And we have permission from mom that we can look at our 401ks.
Yeah. Your mom, right?
Right. And if you're not,
you say mom, I'm like looking over my shoulder, like who's mom?
Reminder: if you're not in positive territory at this point, you're not listening to what we're saying.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. That's a guarantee because the S&P 500, as of time we're recording this, has now gone into positive territory for 2020. So all the stuff that we talk about is now in the black. There you go.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.